All right. Yeah, because, well, I like Telegram for, you know, for who cares just fine. But I need to find an alternative for FBI. We were running it on Slack, but Slack stinks anymore if you're not a 501(c)(3) or got lots of money. So the free version of Slack stinks. It deletes messages after 90 days. So it's been very, you know, there's two or three of us, basically Don, Mark, and I, you know, use it. Other than that, it's pretty quiet. But Discord is perfect, you know, and so we're going to transition the FBI, at least the FBI stuff. Now, we're not, that particular channel, general, is mirrored over on the Telegram, but not the rest of them. We've got some other ones that are a little off the cuff and stuff like that. So, but I'm just curious. You know, I was going to invite you to them and that, and I sent friend requests, and I didn't see neither one of you pretty much on Discord at all. So I was wondering what the deal was.
Oh, okay, no problem. No, I'm glad you did. I will certainly fire it back up and accept the request and check it out and all that. That'd be cool. Yeah, I just didn't see the point of linking the, you know, what Dave was doing with the messages, unless there was a value add on the Discord side, which I didn't see one. There was something about an audio link or something like that. I poked around with that, couldn't get it working. So I just kind of figured I'll check back on it later, maybe when things get smoothed out. But as far as FBI is concerned, yeah, that's cool. I'll jump on that for sure. I also use Discord for when I do my gaming. I play Call of Duty. It's much better. You can communicate through that right on the PS5 instead of doing it through the game interface, which cuts out all the time. So I do use it here and there. So very good. I'll check it out. See you in the effect.